So, hey, welcome to DMM Talks. Welcome to KBIS, everybody. For those of you guys who are new into the lounge, we just had a great session on search engine optimization. And next up, we have the one and only Luann Nogueira, who is going to tell us how to lock down our systems, because that's what she does, is teach us how to lock it down. And then we need to be reminded again and again and again. That's why we have you here. And I'm very, very excited and glad and proud that she was able to join us here today. Before we get hear from Luann, we would love to give you a three-minute download from our sponsor, Signature Kitchen Suite, and Jim Hirschman. Here he is.
Good morning, everyone. Wow. The late sleepers are definitely a larger crowd than the early risers. We've kind of filled the space out here. So good morning, everyone. My name is Jim Hirschman, and I do work for Signature Kitchen Suite. We're over in W2029. Get that up front because I will forget it. And first off, one, thank you for allowing me to come up here and spend a few minutes speaking with you. Thank God it's six different groups because I only have like three jokes, so this works perfectly for me. So anyway, come on over. Come see our stuff. We have... If you're not familiar with the brand, a lot of you guys should be, Signature Kitchen Suite, which is our official name. We're all about innovation and cooking. It's not just turn it on and my BTU is bigger than yours. We like the innovation. We like the design aspect of our product. And we're kind of continuing that on today. We're introducing three new products, what we call best and only or first and only, which means no one else has it, and we're coming out with it first. And one of the premier pieces that you'll see over there is our new 48-inch wide French door refrigerator. 48 wide, 84 inches tall, completely built in. Done really, really well. The industry's needed for a while. We've gotten there first. It does feature two ice makers. The first ice maker is your standard ice tray, so it has your nice little cubes. And then the second one is our Kraft ice balls. Are you guys all familiar with those Kraft ice balls? Have you seen them? Okay. Since we locked our doors 2 years ago, we're all drinking more and more brown liquor. That's my first repeated joke of the day, by the way. So we have these balls. They're artisanal. They work really, really well. And we actually have a refrigerator that makes them. So it works really well. We've also thought about you guys from a design perspective because all the panels, they hit right at the belt line. Okay. So when you line up those drawers, if you're going to do panels for them, they're going to look exactly like drawers for you. So it works out really, really well. One of the other things that we're showing over there today is our under-counter refrigerator drawers, which are dual convertible, okay? Again, first and only, first, best and only. That means that both of those drawers can either be refrigerator or freezer, refrigerator and refrigerator, or freezer and freezer. So however you want it to go, they're available in stainless panels or custom as well, like I was speaking about earlier. So those are two really, really cool things that we have over there. We've also recently reintroduced our studio line, which is our baby brother LG company. They came out with a really nice reintroduction. So if you're not doing that top kitchen, little mid-level kitchen, not quite a cafe, not quite a signature kitchen suite, to kind of use the terms of the day. Really, really nice stuff. We would also encourage you to come over because we are giving away a styler. If you guys are not familiar with our styler, it's our little freshen up cat. Someone will endorse me right over there, okay? The styler is essentially, it's somewhere between getting out your iron and taking it to the cleaners. You take your jacket, your coat, whatever you have, you put it in there for 20 minutes or 40 minutes or an hour. Steams it up nicely. It has a really, really nice shake to it. Takes whatever lint, dirt, things of the day that are on there. Cleans it off for you really, really well. Works perfectly. We have registration forms at our desk. Just go on over there. We're giving out one a day, which is awesome. You'll love this thing. Go over, fill this out. If you don't see the form, like I said, go to the information desk, and they will have it. I will be there. We'd love to see all your faces. Come over, say hi, talk about anything at all. I really appreciate you guys showing up. And, man, we are filling the back rows. Didn't know I was that awesome. I'm going to say thank you very much for your time. If there's any questions, W2029, by the way. Thank you so much.
Jamie, you're the best. Thank you very much for sticking around. Thanks, you guys, for treating us to breakfast today and for always supporting what we're doing in the DMM Talks Lounge. You know, they rock. And later this afternoon, there is KBIS Uncorked. So for those of you who had managed to get invites to that kind of private event, it's only like 100 people or something like that. But there's another chance to win a styler then. So just kind of stay tuned for more. I want one. I don't have one. Oh, get in line. Get in line. Come on. All right. And now, without any... Without any further ado, Luana Guerra and all the systems we need.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much, Veronica. Love, love, love collaborating with Veronica and, of course, with Signature Kitchen Suites. And I'm just going to give you 2 little seconds. Marina, hi, sweetie. How are you? I'm going to give you 2 seconds on the styler. I was very fortunate to be in Napa with Signature Kitchen Suites and Veronica a few years ago before the world went crazy. And I have a styler, and it's everything he said. So go do your thing with the styler, okay? All right, guys. Veronica said it. We're going to talk about systems just a tiny bit, okay? Because, first of all, let me ask you, how many people are familiar with me and the podcast, or you just happen to be walking by? Oh, it's my people! Yay! Thank you. All right, so here's the thing. You know that I have to talk about systems, but Veronica asked me to talk about 3 things that you need to do in this crazy, fill-in-the-blank, 3-letter word, economy, okay, in order to run your business successfully. And I have 3 things, but we can't go past systems. So this is your bonus thing, systems, processes. Hi, sweetie, how are you? All right, and the thing is, what I know from talking with you individually is that you know that systems matter. You literally get it. But I also know, talking with you individually, that you're like, I'm gonna do it. I really am. Or it's so hard. How can I do it? Right? So, you know me. I am not the systems girl. I am a convert. I'm an evangelist. You know, anybody that has ever been something on the other side and then they find it and they see the light and then they can't shut up about it. That's me. Okay? I am your out-of-the-box rebel. Do not want to do what you said to do just because you said to do it. Ask the Vin Man. He'll tell you. He says blue, I say black. He says red, I say, you know, yellow. It's in my DNA. Plus, I'm not really that good at the details. Not gonna lie, I'm not. So when you hear me talk to you about the importance of systems and processes, do not have the next sentence in your head is, well, that's just so easy for her, but it's hard for me. No. This is evangelism here. This is seeing the light. This is conversion from pre to post. And this is the person that drops the ball at least once, I don't know, let's call it an hour a day a week at least, okay? But what I've learned is that when you put your business to a system, it will help you exponentially on all the things that are going to go wrong in that business in the day, the week, or the month. Because that's the nature of business, right? What do I say to you on the podcast all the time? You don't want to make a mistake today, stay in bed. The rest of us are out here trying to make things happen, right? So things are going to go wrong. But it's the systems that prevent however many of those in a day, a week, a month. Ariane, my sweetie. Hi, sweetie. How many of those are going to prevent in a day or week or month? And also, if you have no other system. Okay. I was going to say, if you have no other system, have this one. If you have to have 2, 1 for your money, you must have a system for your money. 6:30 in the morning, there's Nagara talking to himself saying, all right, let me check the bank accounts in the hotel today. He has a system for his money. He never, ever misses. He doesn't care if he's in KBiz, if he's in, you know, it doesn't. He never misses, okay? System for your money, all right? And the other thing is that you must have a system for when the poopy hits the fan. You must have that system for regrouping. So if you haven't built all the systems in between, at least have the review, the autopsy process system, so that when things do go wrong, because they will, you have it like on, in Window Works. It's Tuesday. Something crazy happens, and we're all looking at each other like, you have got to be kidding me right now. And we want to fix it. But in the back of my head, I can deal with the actual problem that moment with the customer, with the installer, with the salesperson, whoever it is, But I know that by Monday, we're going to talk about it as a team. It's not going to be like, this is so painful right now. I'll never do this again. And then I don't think about it. I don't think about it for weeks or months. Every Monday, we regroup. So money system and revise, regroup, make it better system at minimum. All right, that's my little stuff about systems, because you listen to us on the show ad nauseum. Break them down, teach them to you, and at Luann University, we have all the people to help you with this thing. All right, so global economy, this crazy, crazy global economy. Tell me how many people here are in the boat where business has been absolutely bonkers, more business than they've ever known what to do with in the last year and a half, 2 years? You're my people, okay? You know why? Because you have something going on in your business that you're doing right. Because I'm going to tell you what, recessions, and now we can say pandemics, never could say that before, recessions and pandemics weed out the pretenders. If your business is not marginally well run, if your business is not marginally systemized, if you are actually playing at being in business, a recession, or now, truthfully, a pandemic will knock you down. Because I know many businesses that have gone out of business, and I'm talking about interior designer businesses, which should not have gone out of business in this crazy economy. Okay? So, pat yourselves on the back. You're doing something right that you have been going gangbusters. Okay. But managing this gangbusters, not so easy. Who here has thought this has been fun? No, I tell you, what am I? I got promoted 18 months ago at WindowWorks. I got promoted after 40 years. I am now the CCO. I am the chief complaint officer at WindowWorks. And guess what? I have to do that every day. Every day, some blasted, we love them so much customer is pissed off at us for some reason. Because it's been hard. It's been really hard, okay? So, this is what I have come up with, I think, are the three things that in this insane economy where business is coming at us like a fire hydrant, what you need to do, in addition to systems. Number one is, check this out, always be marketing. My partner at Exciting Windows, the other business that we bought last year because we were bored, had nothing to do, okay? Steve Wishnow, he coined this. Nagara has done it his entire business life. We have always invested in marketing. But I like Steve's little always be marketing. So you would say to me, well, I'm already underwater. I already can't think and breathe. Why would I always be marketing? Because, sweetie, it ain't gonna last forever. At some point, a pandemic has to end, right? And you can't wake up and be like resting on a beach and getting over it and then coming back and going, well, now I'm ready to do business normal, because everybody's gonna be like, see you, bye, okay? So always be marketing. And honest to goodness, even if the always be marketing is tightening up your website and your SEO the way Nicole taught us, because that's marketing that's working in the background while you're running around like a chicken without a head trying to, you know, install all these kitchens and bathrooms, right? So pay attention. This is the time to put that type of stuff to work for you. All right? Always be marketing. You're not allowed to never not market. Okay. The other thing is, I would tell you, is you must get good at the hard conversation, right? And I don't mean just want to be good at it, think you're good at it. You can't necessarily, you know, resolve these heightened problems that come up under the pressure of this business load, of this workload, without having the ability to have a hard conversation. Hard conversations with our employees. Yeah, sweetie, I need to work another Saturday, right? I can't say that. That's inside voice, right? I want to go, get up and go to work on Saturday. No, we got to frame it. We got to make it so it's good for them and see the big picture and all the things. Right? It's just as good for you as it's for me, right? We got to do this. But you got to figure out what are those words. You have to have the hard conversation. I have had more hard conversations in the last 18 months than I have had in 40 years. Right? It's take a breath. And the thing about it is it's, I'm not going to go through it today, but there are steps to the hard conversation. And I would tell you, like negotiation, right alongside with hard conversation, the ability to effectively negotiate. This is a top level skill set that you need for all of your business life, but you need when you're in pressure like this. Because every other day you're negotiating, you know, with your client. You know, the cabinets are going to be another 28 weeks, right? With your installers. I'm sorry, my spot was Tuesday. Where are you? You said Tuesday, right? So the thing is that there are legitimate steps to negotiation. At the IWCE conference in April in Fort Lauderdale, I will be doing a seminar, The Seven Steps to Negotiation, all right? But honestly, you could Google it, all right? They're not going to have the exact same seven steps. They're not going to have the exact same points and the nuances. But, you know, it's not rocket science, but it is a skill. And don't underestimate this skill of negotiation, all right? And then the other thing is, honestly, you need your people. You need a support. This, how many are in business under 5 years? How many are in business more than 20 years? Okay, so a little on the beginning, a little on the end, and the rest of you in the middle, right? So how many that are in business 20 years would agree with me that this has been harder than any recession they've been through? Right? Right? Okay. Now, I've thought about why is this harder than any recession. I've thought about it. I thought about it because I had to write about it. It made me think about it, right? What I feel like the reason that it's been harder is because the 2, 3, 4 recessions that we've been through, plus 9/11, all the things, they were hard because, you know, you're like, am I going to lose my business? Like, is this it? Like, we just put all this work in and it's going to glow up and fit in flames, right? Or the last recession that we went through in, was it 2008? We had to lay off Kimberly, my Kimberly Seraphim at Window Works, who was my rock star. We had to lay her off and thank, you know, everything on this universe that 2 years later when I called her, I'm like, sweetie, when I come back, she was like, yes. I'm like, oh, great, thank you. Okay? Because to be without her is unimaginable for me. And for Vin and I to look at her and lay her off was like insane, okay? So it's hard from that standpoint. It's hard because you're scared if your business will survive because is there enough business? It's hard from the standpoint of looking at good quality people that you have to say, sorry, I got kids to feed. Who am I gonna tell you, right? And the difference with the recession is though, there's always this feeling like there's something I can do. I can go out and put door knockers on people's doors. I can. I've done it. I can do it again. I don't want to do it. I mean, I'm an old lady. I don't want to do it. But I can. You see? And that always, at least for me, and probably for all of you, because you wouldn't be here if you weren't entrepreneurs as well, there's this thing in us as entrepreneurs. Oh, don't tell me I can't. I can. I can dig in. I can do it. So when you're faced with possibly losing your business because there's not enough business, I don't know, but I got this crazy little flip switch in me that says, no. We're going to do something about this. We can put door knockers out. We can make phone calls. We can call people that I didn't sell 2 years ago and say, don't you want those drapes? Don't you? But in the pandemic, it's coming at you. It's coming at you. It's just, and you're just like, you know, you want an appointment to have draperies? Great, I can see you in a month. A month? I thought they were going to come in a month. No, see, sweetie, they're not coming in for 6 months. And I'm not even going to get to you for a month. Like, what's the next sentence to that? Right? And I don't know about you guys, but how many times have you heard, have you explained some sort of condition in your business to a client in the last 2 years, and you're saying to the effect of, I know you're upset, I know you're disappointed, I want to get this done for you too, but because of the pandemic, you know, the ports are closed and I can't get the cabinets, but because of the pandemic, you know, the trucking lines are down and I can't get my stuff off of the things, right? How many times, right? Or, God forbid, you've had to say, I'm really sorry, I can't come out to you this week because my installer has COVID. Or, I'm really sorry, I can't come to you this week because we're going to a funeral because we lost somebody to COVID. And what happens? What happens? I know I'm really sorry, but, wait, there's no but at the end of this sentence. But that's it. How many people have gotten the, I know, I get it, I feel bad for you, but? So, that to me is much harder than a recession. And so understanding how to have the hard conversation is critical. And where I was going with this point is your tribe, your people, right? If you were going through any serious life crisis, name them, we've all been there, divorce, death, all the things. Would you just like, let me just sit here in my living room and hope I work myself out of this? No, I don't care if you call your mother and you go cry and get in bed with her, right? Like, you're gonna go to your people and you're going to get support. So do not overlook that, all right? I don't care if it's Claire's Facebook group where you get support, okay? Or it's one-on-one coaching from Michelle or Nancy Ganskaufer, all the amazing people out there that we've had at the podcast, okay? But you need help. You need somebody to guide you through it. And if you're only in business 4, 5, or 6 years and you haven't learned how to have the hard conversation, you haven't learned how to keep be marketing while you're crazy pants, you haven't learned these things, then you need that help. I tell you, when the pandemic started, we are in business 40 years, 38 years at that point. I love this man. He's the most brilliant business person I've ever met. I've learned 99% of what I know from him. But I was like, I don't think we have this. I'm really scared. Like, what? Okay, with a $220,000 cost to be open number and sales of $65,000 the first month of the pandemic, I'm like, Nagara, is it all over? Like, is this it? Like, how many dollar bills do we have until it's over? And what did we do? We had two people in our corner. We literally had my cousin Eileen Hahn, who is our business coach. We had weekly meetings for 8 weeks, starting week one of the pandemic. And it was so funny because we were sort of like, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about this week. It's pretty much, you know, just as bad as last week. Every week, hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, strategizing how to navigate the pandemic from a standpoint of supply, which there was none then, right? From a demand, supply and demand, from a standpoint of employees, which employee was scared to death, and which employee was like, let's just go, understanding all the things. And then the second thing was, is at that point, we were not the owners of Exciting Windows. And Exciting Windows is like you guys in your Facebook groups, right? Exciting Windows is a national network of window treatment professionals. The best of the best in the window treatment industry. And literally once a month Zoom meetings, and they went immediately to emergency every Saturday Zoom meetings. It was the difference in getting through that in the beginning. Because think about it. All the things that pressed on us. Oh, are you going to apply for the, you know, the PPP money or all? You know, I don't know all that crap, right? You know, the money and all the things and the grants and, you know, what are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Well, your brain, you just can't do it all. especially if you're freaked. So going to the coach every week and going to our group of people every week, who was the one that looked up this and then told us about it? Who was the one that shared a tip and told us about it? And then little did we know that 5 weeks later, we'd be, you know, hanging on to each other, crying, not because we were scared to death we were going out of business, but because, you know, we went from $65,000 to $250,000 in 1 month, and all of our employees were still home. We were like, yeah, now what? Who installs this if nobody let us in our house? So you must find your people. And it is a good thing to have advisors, to have business coaches, to have consultants, to have groups, the Facebook groups, anything and everything, so that you know you are not alone. Because your businesses are lonely, right? A lot of you, how many are solos here? It's a lot of solos, right? That's a lot of, and even if you're not a solo, how many of you have a senior level actual partner or senior level person that you can say, Ariane, good for you, lady, good for you, that you can really look at? See, now that's like the rest of you, I don't see any hands. That's some scary stuff, right? Right, Kel? Right? Because you turn around and you're thinking to yourself, this is a great idea. I'm going to do this. Blah, 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 blah. And then by lunch, you're like, am I out of my mind? Should I be doing this? Right? I tell you what's so funny. I told you he was 98%. I know everything I know from him, 98%. Here's the 2% he doesn't really know. He doesn't really know online businesses. He doesn't really know influencer and digital things and social media. That part he doesn't know. And so all the other stuff, I ask him. That 2%, that lady right there, Nicole Heimer. Nicole, what do we do? Right? And so the point of it is you have to have your go-to people. You know, I've got like 5 or 6, and it's like one person for this, one person for that, one person for that, that you trust and you know, and I call them inner circle people. You're all my inner circle people, right? You're my people. I love you. We know each other. But we're talking inner circle advisory board business, where you're going to tell me the truth. You're going to say, Luann, that is the craziest nut job idea you've had in a month. Put it in the drawer. That lady right there. That's who she's like, no, I'm not feeling this one, Lou. Not feeling it. But I'll tell you what, it feels like lottery payday. When I tell her an idea, she's like, I love it. I'm like, Nicole loves it. Let's go. Right? She has a radar. She has a radar for ideas and what's good and what doesn't work. Diana is the same. Diana is also inner circle, right-hand person. So in all business, happy, sad, good, abundant, not there, who do you go to? Who can you call? Right? How about if you had that person during this? Take a step back and think about the last 18 months. And you know, it's funny because I learned how important this was through talking with many of you. Because it's like when you have something and you've always had it, you don't really know how powerful it is. And I've always had it. I've always had Vinny. Right? Always had my cousin Eileen. Feels like I've always had Nicole. It's a long time. But when you've always had that, you don't always recognize it. Because it's like, well, doesn't everybody have this? But in talking to you individually, I remember a situation. Designer called me up. We knew each other. We met at a couple events. She DM'd me on Instagram or some place. And she's like, I know this is really crazy, but can we talk for like 10 minutes? And I'm like, okay. Driving in the car, sure. And she gets on the line to explain to me that she had this really cool opportunity in her business. And it was a little mix of PR and marketing. And I'm going to tell you what, like money people sometimes are just like, who needs that? Right? It's like one of the first things that somebody will tell you, are you going to spend that much money on that? So she explains the idea to me, and I'm like, you know, that sounds like a pretty solid idea. And of course, I asked her all the questions. What's your goal? Why do you want to do it? What do you think the results are going to be from it? How's it going to be executed? Who's going to be in charge of it? All the things. But it was expensive to do. I think it was about $50,000 or $60,000 to do. She's in business about 4 years, but I had already asked, what was your gross revenue? How much did you pay yourself last year? What's in the checkbook right now? Like all the things. And I'm like, this sounds like a good idea. I like this idea. And so I said, what's the problem? And she said, well, I really thought it was a good idea as well. She said, but you know what? I was talking with my husband about the idea, and he said to me, if you have $50,000 to spend on that, maybe we should invest that in the kids' college education. And I was just like, whoa. Okay? Now, this is not her husband doesn't love her. This is not her husband doesn't support her. This is not her husband, you know, is the boogeyman. This is he's not in the business. And now he just went from giving her advice as an objective, intelligent, smart person to evaluate an idea to, woo, let's put that money here, sweet. Right? You can't. Business is risk. You got to spend money to make money. And I said to her, I said, we just went through what we kind of expect this to result in. Oh, here we go, Nicole. Nicole did this much better when she did it. She did a whole little gig when the guy was talking. I'm going to give it a second. I mean, unless you can hear me over it. Can you hear? Oh, you can. Okay, good. Okay. So, but I mean, the thing is that we talked about the ROI. We talked about the way that this 50 grand could turn into lots more money. And yes, was there a risk? Of course. Of course. I don't know. Did anybody tell you business was without risk? Not every day is a risk. Your name is on the door. Your name is on the door. Everything is on the line. Your reputation, your money, everything. It's all on the line. But you have to learn to make mitigated risks, you know, absorb it and figure out the pro and the con of it. And when you don't have trusted business advisors, whether they are paid or unpaid, you can get some crazy advice like that. Like, no, don't invest that money to grow your business because 3 years from now, you'll be doing $4 million instead of $2 million. Not good advice. Right? Now, that doesn't mean every time somebody goes to somebody and says, I want to spend 50 grand on an idea, it's going to be a good idea. This is the point of the trusted advisors, right? Sometimes it's like, that's a vanity project. Don't do that one, right? So, do you believe me? Do I have to convince you? Anybody have any questions on anything or what? Go ahead, Jess. Oh, yes, she did do it. Yes, she did do it. Yes, Jessica asked if she did it. She did do it. And the thing is, what she had to do was, she went back and she told him that, you know, she had a conversation with me, but he doesn't know me, right? And so I just said, look, go to your CPA. Go to your other people that can show the actual value of the numbers. And I also said to her, go to the person that you're intending to hire and ask them to do a better job of explaining the ROI so that your husband who's not involved can see it a little bit better. Right? Michelle, I didn't recognize you behind your mask. Hello, sweetie.
Hi. My question is, how many people are enough? When you say, you know, have this team and this advisory, is it one person? Do you need to have five? How many?
No.
Are
I mean, look, Michelle is asking how many people are enough? Do you need one? Do you need five? Whatever it is. Unless you have the money superpower gene, and many of you may, okay? But if you don't have the money superpower gene, you need at least one person that helps you with the money decisions, okay? It can be your CPA. Okay, if your CPA is like mine or like Peter Lang, the designer CPA, where they literally have conversations. You know, it's so funny because I've said to you on the show before, Vinny's our CPA at Window Works. Vinny went to high school with him back in the dark ages. Like, that's how long it's been, right? And so he has been our CPA with Vinny 50 years from his businesses before Window Works. And when I started my business a couple of years ago, they weren't really paying attention. It was like, oh, your wife with that little business over there. And then about 6 months in, I like told him what the gross revenues were in the first 6 months. He's like, wait, say what? Oh, I'm like, yeah, I need you and Frank to pay attention to me. I'm over here building something. It's real. Right? So he literally called Frank that moment. He's like, Frank, Luann's got something going on. You got to pay attention. So Frank says to him, oh, and he asked him like all these questions. Well, what's a gross revenue? He's like, oh, okay, I'll get Patty on it. So he assigned Patty to me. And a common conversation between me and Patty is, because Patty has also worked with Vinny for many years as well. Common conversation. I'm like, Patty, I know that sounds like normal English and that I should get it, but I don't. You need to say it again, pretend the Vin man is not who you're talking to, and say it again to me. And then when I go to her with a question, I say, should I make this investment? Should I do this? Then I say to her, I need you to just evaluate this from a money standpoint, not emotion. Just, is it right or is it wrong? Am I on track or am I not? I'll decide if it's a bad, you know, like whatever the thing is. I'm not asking you to vet the whole thing, but do the numbers make sense? So you have to have a money person. And like I said, if you're the money person, fine. And then beyond that, it's just like, for me, I think it depends on your business. Like Nicole and Diana are my people when it comes to, is this the dumbest thing anybody ever said on social media, or is this make sense? I'd have no radar for that. I tell you guys all the time, it's like when you go into Home Goods and there's that amazing piece that was like 22 cents and you put it in a $20,000 dining table and it looks like $1 million. No, I can't find that piece in Home Good. They all, if the price tag says 22 cents, I think it's 22 cents. I'm the same way with social media. I have the slightest idea of what looks good, talks good, all that. She's like, no, Lou, not this. So it depends on what's important in your business. And here's the critical thing. Where are your gaps? You see, I'm describing my gaps. So have a hard look. Where are your own personal gaps? This is no, you know, you all day long, I want you to be your own cheerleader. I want you to see the best in yourself. I want you to know that none of us are good at everything, and there is no need to be. It is not even something to strive for. Find the things that you are good at and lean into those, right? It's so funny because Vinny and I are big sports people, always, you know, athletes, teams, and all the things. And there's this thing where, like, at beginner level, right? So beginner level business, you need to get, adequately good at all the things. You need to be adequately good at your money, at your systems, at your processes, at your social, all of the things. You have to have a baseline. It's a business, right? It's not a hobby, okay? But past that, to up level, now you find your strengths. And so in sports, it was so funny because we would see other coaches. Now, Vinny has coached all the way to college level. And we'd see other coaches trying to take somebody who was an excellent, like, first baseman and make them well-rounded and play third base. He's like, why would we take our best first baseman and put him on third? Like, find somebody else to do third. So where are your gaps? And if you can't play third, we don't care. Buy a third baseman. They're out there, right? So all day long, I want you to dwell in your excellence. All day long, I want you to dwell in the things that make you great. All day long, I want you to carry those with you. But when you go to evaluate who you need in your corner, now it's inside voice time. Not so good at this. And then go find the person that is like that, right? Okay. Any other questions on all of this? I have no idea how long it's long. Oh, come on. You know, this happens every time I do a speech. No questions. Nope, no questions. Give it a second, right? One question. There, see? Thank you, Christine.
I don't think I need a mic. You're talking about experts. How do you value peer advice mixed in with this?
Ah, here comes our intuition. Here comes our intuition. That's it. You're right. You're so right, Christine. Because you have to have, like you have that radar to go into Home Goods, you have to have that radar for good advice too. You really do. Some people are just always negative. Some people are always positive. But I think what it is when you meet certain people that you know they will tell you the truth about something, good, bad, or indifferent, right? And also, what are their successes, right? Is it somebody that's done the thing that they're telling you all about? Because I've watched them. Oh, you have to have a great system, this and that and the other thing, blah, blah, blah. I know it's a blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, so what's your process for a discovery call? Oh, well, you know,
we get on the phone.
Oh, is that what you do? Awesome. Okay, so you have to do a little vetting. You do have to do a little vetting. And honestly, Christine, it's the hard truth of it is I love the Facebook groups for support and for the good ideas, but grain of salt all the time. Okay? That's why for me, the Facebook groups, even my own in-business Facebook groups, the podcasting Facebook groups, all of the things that have to do with what I do, right? I go, I look, get some ideas, figure some things out, but no. I'm paying the people. I got the high-level consultants that I know have a track record of actually teaching and consulting on this, right? I'm not in a random Facebook group that says we are all people who love to talk about SEO. No. I pay this lady on retainer every single month. She's like one of our kids. She gets a check every month just like the kids. All right? So a little intuition there. You got to engage that inner goddess and make sure that you're really, really hearing yourself. Okay? Any other questions? All righty. Well, Veronica, I just love being here. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming. Did you have a question? Oh, wait, we have one question. Sorry, I didn't see it.
Marketing and networking. What's your best advice on top marketing and networking sources?
So marketing and networking, so she's asking what are the best advice, top sources for marketing and networking? Two completely different things, yeah. Right? What are my best ideas for basketball and football?
Okay, so marketing.
Marketing, okay. So honestly, this is gonna sound like you are not a plant from the audience, okay? However, I will tell you, you need to start with the Power Talk Friday first book, Expert's book. Read her chapter on branding, number one. You could also read Claire's chapter because she talks about video marketing. Honest to God, we got Ariane Belazar here, who teaches you the storytelling and the part of video marketing. So the idea is that you, in my opinion, I would review all the experts. I would review all the fields of thought, all the different ways I could market. Then you need to sit and do an evaluation of the gaps in your marketing, right? It starts with the basics. Is your website ready? It's so funny because I was saying to my husband a couple of months ago, maybe a year ago, when we bought Exciting Windows, that website, I did not love it. I not only did not love it, I hated it. I really, really hated it. And it did not speak to what I thought was the elevated mission of Exciting Windows. It did not communicate that elevated mission. And I had been a member of Exciting Windows for 5 years, and I knew what we delivered. And I was like, I don't see that. And so I said to him, we need Nicole to redo the website. And he knows how much Nicole costs, right? He's like, we just bought this thing a second ago. And I'm like, yes, but. And my argument to him, and of course, you know, I always make a joke, like he knew we had to do it, right? But my argument to him was, what are we going to do? We're going to turn and open the floodgates of interest. But when they get there, it would be like inviting your entire neighborhood to an open house party, and then the day they get to the door, you're like, didn't order the food, didn't, you know, get the laundry out of the front hallway, you're not ready. So do your basics if you haven't, and then look for your gaps. And I don't know where your gaps are, but if you read her chapter, if you listen to her episodes, if you listen to any of the episodes on marketing on the podcast, you'll start to go, oh, I'm strong there, I'm not strong there. Okay? All righty. All righty. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're awesomer. Thank you very, very much for making the time. I love that this worked out, and we're going to see you at our Design Hounds retreat again at the end of the week, because we're all going to the beach.
Yes.
Who here's going to the beach? Who's going with us? Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
Yes, beach dwellers.
So nice.
The party will continue. One of the things, excuse me, one of the things that I learned from Luann, the first talk she ever gave, was that if you don't have process and system in place, you don't have a business, you have a you.
That's right.
And I cannot tell you how often I hear so many of you in Facebook groups. I don't consult with designers. That's not my gig. But I hear so many of you personally hurt, personally saddened by a client or by a question or by a vendor or by something not arriving. And it's you're allowing it to get you in a place where you shouldn't let it get you. Because there should be that brand around you that protects you. And people like Nicole and like Luann and like Claire help you build that weapon, that armor around you. And that's what your brand is. And I still see it so often. So every time you guys get hurt by somebody saying something, think about who are they saying it to.
Right.
To your brand or to you.
Right.
And that helps. It really helps. Helps us get up in the morning and look forward to the day, right? And
yes,
that's what it's
does.
All about.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Luann.
Thank you,
I appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks.
You.